this is George Cole from Keene Channel, and I'm calling to address some of the issues that I think were raised by Susan Flint in a commentary that I heard this morning. I think that Sue Flint is a wonderful lady. I know that she absolutely believes what she says and that she is totally devoted to her community. I still totally disagree with her reasons for forming a borough, and here is why. Schools will not get more money than they do now. The base funding is set by the state based on the number of students enrolled. Petersburg is required to contribute a certain amount, and the state contributes the rest. If a borough is formed, Petersburg will be required to contribute more with a corresponding decrease in the amount the state gives. Petersburg is allowed to voluntarily give extra money to the schools up to a limit, and they do so each year, but Petersburg does not give the maximum permitted. The amount they could voluntarily give will rise, but since they don't give as much as they could right now, it is unlikely they will if a borough is formed. This issue has been such a red herring. Intuition says the schools will get a bit more, but intuition is wrong, and it could place a crushing burden on us all. Add a few more children to those already living at Point Agassiz, and a borough will have to build them a school and provide them a teacher. It would cost hundreds of thousands of dollars each year. Check out what the Ketchikan Gateway Borough pays to meet their educational obligations. On their website, they say they pay 74% of all property taxes they collect to meet those obligations. On the question of hydropower, Ed Avrams of FERC said they would give no more credence to a borough than they would to a city. Yet here we are again saying that we need a borough to have an impact. Who is right, Sue or Ed? I throw my money behind Ed. There will not be an additional layer of government for the current residents of Petersburg, but those of us outside, including the city of Kupernov, will get an additional layer. And that layer is poised to get into our lives. A member of Petersburg's Planning and Zoning Committee told two C-Cub members that the city could hardly wait to get their hands on us to straighten us out. Now, that sure could cost more money than a proposed borough would bring in. Sue Flint's assertion that no one will lose their property because of taxes flies in the face of Jim Brennan's statement in response to our concerns that some outliers live right on the edge and could easily be taxed off their property. Brennan said that, and I quote, "The personal financial circumstances of the 297 outside the city residents is irrelevant," unquote. That makes me wonder if that feeling will translate to the borough as a whole. Are your financial circumstances irrelevant? Delta Junction residents recently voted down an attempt to form a borough. According to Delta resident Patrick Dalton, a major reason is that North Star borough residents, quote, complain about high property taxes. He goes on to further state that foreclosure lists are long. Check it out for yourself. Close quote. There was a reference to a man only paying $180 for 40 acres of land at Four Mills. That means his property is valued at about $1,000 an acre. I suspect that is a bit low for most of us outliers. Our land sells for 25 times that amount, and we would be paying taxes for no services. Speaking of the Four Mill rate, the whole idea of that figure was because that amount is what the state required the local contribution to be for education. Now that the requirement has been lowered to 2.65 mills, where is the promise that 2.65 will be the rate? Or why aren't your council persons talking about reducing current residents' mill rate by 1.35 mills? I can tell you why. The politicians have already planned on how they are going to spend that extra money. Your money. Government always grows and spends more and more of your money. Like Sue, I hope that you will rush to the post office to get your ballot. I hope you will vote a resounding no. No to bigger and more expensive government. Thank you.